This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Well, unfortunately, we have some bad news when it comes to Zika. They say almost 300 pregnant women across the United States and U.S. territories are positive, have been tested positive for the Zika virus. These are 300 pregnant women. As we know, Zika seems to do the most damage to a fetus. So, even though it does cause neurological deficits in people that are not pregnant, men and women, you have a pregnant woman with Zika, we get pretty scared. And these are 300 women, roughly 300 women, who tested positive. These are people that actively got screened, got tested. What about those that feel fine? All right, so keep in mind this is an underestimation. They say 157 pregnant women are right now reported in the United States as having Zika, and 122 in U.S. territories. The biggest of this number is primarily in Puerto Rico. And they're tracking them. They say fewer than a dozen of these infected pregnant women that they're tracking have had miscarriages or babies born with birth defects. This marks the first time that the agency has disclosed the number of Zika-infected pregnant women in the United States and its territories. Now, remember, it is not only mosquito-borne, where a mosquito can bite somebody, travel to a pregnant woman, and then infect her with the blood, but it's also now sexually transmitted. So we have a lot of concern over people going to Brazil, right, going to the Rio Olympics, partying it up, and unfortunately being exposed to Zika, bringing it back here to the United States or any other country of which they're going. And I believe they're talking about Zika. I guess there's a case in France. There's some cases in Africa. So we're hearing, I believe there might have even been a case in Vietnam. I need to double check. But we're hearing reports that Zika is making its way to other countries, either by travel, somebody coming with it, bringing it to the country, or somebody we're trying to locate and delineate which ones are the sexually transmitted cases. I know many of you guys are like, none of your business, okay, if I had sex with her or not. Nah, trust me, when the government wants to know if you've had sex with somebody, it is their business. There's no privacy. Remember in the olden days? You know, you didn't even talk about sex with your husband. You're like, oh, yeah, we enjoy each other. Yeah, you just want to bring it up. I mean, now, like, look at what happened with Ebola. Right? Remember there was somebody that came back. He was I believe it was a Doctors Without Borders nurse who had come back to New York. He had went bowling. He had hooked up with his girlfriend. And then he started to come down with symptoms of Ebola. And then, you know, they had to go back to the bowling alley, and he might have seen a movie and a restaurant, et cetera. And then they really had to grill the girlfriend who he had sex with. And, you know, they're like, okay, it's just no privacy. There's no privacy here. You know, I mean, what if his mom didn't know? Okay, I mean, I want to assume that my boys are going to wait till they're married, and I understand that that's probably not going to happen. But if I was this boy's mama, and I'm like, what? You had sex? What? You didn't call your mom, you didn't visit your mom, but you went straight to your girlfriend and had sex with her? Oh, hell to the no. Who is this woman? You know, and then I would have kicked her butt. And so there's no privacy anymore. Absolutely no privacy. Okay? But when it comes to something like this, Listen, privacy's out the door. I mean, we need to know if you're going to spread it. We're now telling everybody who decides to go down and enjoy the Olympics festivities to not have sex. I don't know how you do that in such a provocative and sexy city such as Rio de Janeiro, but we're telling you to abstain from sex or to use condoms. We talked about the Zika-proof condoms. Yeah, those are a joke. I mean, here's the thing. Don't spend the extra money. I mean, a condom that does what it's supposed to should protect you. But it is very interesting how they're using a Viva gel, which is a gel that has some evidence of preventing transmission of HIV and herpes too. And they're also looking at HPV. So it'll be kind of interesting to see if it really does prevent against Zika, where they have that gel within the condom or on the outside of the condom. I need to double check where that is. So, mind you, it could be good. It could be good. But I would say abstaining is probably the safest. And again, I would really caution you guys from going down there, getting it into your blood system, because we all get bit by mosquitoes. Even if you spray yourself with DEET, okay? You know, there's a good chance you're going to get bit. You come back here. Pretty dangerous stuff. They say scientific evidence suggests that this birth defect, okay, or not only if they do start to develop a normal brain within the small skull, they're going to have developmental problems. So now we're trying to increase our testing capacity for Zika. The U.S. is trying to prepare for an increase of cases during the summer mosquito season. They say virtually all of the Zika cases right now in the continental United States have been from people returning from countries where Zika was prevalent, such as Brazil, or through sexual transmission by travelers. We do not think that the mosquitoes are up here running around or flying around, buzzing around, stinging people with Zika yet. But again, we are just barely coming into mosquito season. Let me see if I have any latest information on that. They say mosquito season is now off to an early start. Here's a story coming out of Minneapolis. They say pest control businesses say mosquito season is off to an early start, especially in the Twin Cities area. Jeremy Davidson, a mosquito squad, says as soon as the air temperature gets higher than 55 degrees, mosquitoes can start to thrive. That's as high up as Minneapolis. Okay? Now, just because it seems to be an early season, okay, with weather and it getting warmer, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be having Zika rampant, but we need to be prepared. Another article here coming out of the Washington Post says Zika is coming, but we're far from ready. Now, the House and the Senate have finally passed bills that would provide some funding to combat the Zika virus. The House bill provides a third of the response needed, they say. They say it pays for, fighting infectious diseases and conferences and things like that. I think we need to do a heck of a lot better. I think we need to work on screens and better repellent. There's supposed to be a soap that somebody's discovering and looking into that you wash with the soap and it, you know. Well, we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Actually, somebody that has a medical question is Tom. Tom, what is your medical question today?
How do I stop my nose hairs from tickling the inside of my nose? I feel like I shaved them too much. And I know this is disgusting, but I'm at the bar last night working a sound gig, and my nose hairs are driving me nuts, and there are cute girls everywhere, and I just don't want to pick my nose. I don't want them to think I'm picking. So what do? I got to duck behind the bar every time I got, like, nose hair and then plucking them. Oh, now I'm crying. Oh, no.
It is painful. And razors, I don't know how big your nose is. It looks kind of cute and small, so I don't think a typical razor, you know, because I carry a razor in my purse.
Yeah.
You know, just in case I need to do a quick shave. And it won't fit in your nose, will it?
Probably not. Also, I feel like the thing that I shave my face with is not what I want to shave my nose with. I mean, unless I get a special razor just for the nose.
All right. Well, what you need to do is whenever your nose does itch or tickly, you got to pretend like you're blowing it. So while a Kleenex is surrounded your nose, you could squeeze it, and then that's like a great way to get rid of the itch.
That's brilliant. Huh? Like a magic trick. That's brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. So then it doesn't look like you're picking your nose, because a lot of us pick our nose. And then it could bleed.
I love picking my nose. It's not in public.
Exactly. Well, you know, you gotta clean every orifice out. I love Q-tipping. I don't get the euphoria from nose picking like I do with Q-tipping. I love to take a Q-tip in my ear and then clear out the wax, which is bad to do because your ears need wax. But anyway, going back to your nose hair problem. Okay, so why do we have nose hair? Well, nose hair is there to protect you. Okay? A big mistake we make is we trim our nose hair. Alright, and I did that because I got to the age where one time I was putting my makeup on and you could see just a little bitty hair sneak out from under, and I was like, wait a second, that's some nose hair, and it was growing longer than the nares, the opening. And I was like, oh, heck to the no, this is not going to happen. But the reason why you have the hair is the hair allows bacteria and stuff to land on it. Okay, we want to have a filter. And one of the best filters and one of the best protections to our respiratory system and our respiratory tree is hair. So our body is lined with microfilaments or cilia or in the nose hair. And also hair, I believe, now I got to think back to medical school because, again, I didn't pay attention a lot in medical school, but I thought another purpose for hair was to change the wind resistance. I learned somewhere that if you are, you know, if air is blowing at you and you get a rush of air coming into your nose, the hair slows it down because it's a barrier. And this way the air will trickle in to your system a little slower than the outside air pressure, which is very interesting. Okay? Because then, you know, when we deal with CPAP masks, maybe we need to clean the hair out of there so we get more air to where it needs to go. But it does provide airway resistance. That's what some of the hair does. So there's a lot of ways to remove the hair. There's like hair trimmers. There's clippers. Some run on batteries. Some are manually operated. I guess, what movie was that where somebody was cleaning out their nose hairs with a bzzz? Anyway, I've never seen one in real life, but I've seen it in the movies. Nose hair scissors, okay? You know, you just kind of pull up your nose and you could see the slew of hair and then you could kind of trim them down. I would say please be very careful because we usually tell you to leave your hair alone and maybe just trim the low dangling hairs, because if you start to try to go and try to trim things at the base, one is you're preventing your defense mechanism from doing what it's supposed to, and two, you run the risk of nicking a very sensitive skin that can unfortunately be exposed to a lot of bacteria. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about nose hair and how to treat your nose hair because it gets tickly, and poor Tom deals with tickly hair. So anyway, but that's what some people do. They invert the nose and they trim down the hair, so that can be very dangerous, and you could unfortunately nick the skin. Some of you tweeze. I don't know how you could do it because there's so much hair. It is the most painful way to do it. Now, mind you, okay, I pluck my eyebrows, and sometimes I have to do an upper lip wax, but I would never pluck the nose hairs. A lot of you do that to get rid of the long hair. It's just going to regrow, all right? I mean, unless you use electrolysis, I guess, I it's going to still grow, and it's going to cause a lot of pain. Your eyes will water, but here's the thing. You got to be very careful because when you rip out hair from its follicle, you take skin cells with it, and many times you could bleed. Again, your nose full of bacteria. I would be very, very careful of doing that. There's nose hair waxing, where you have hot wax, and then you, you put warm wax, and then you, they're saying, this is crazy, they say you put the warm wax in with a Q-tip, and then once the wax cools, the Q-tip is quickly jerked out of the nose, and then the nose hair gets to be pulled out. They're supposed to last longer than plucking or trimming. I say that would make you bleed. Very dangerous. Don't do it. There's electric shavers. There's nose hair cream. I don't know if I would recommend that. The hair removal creams, they stink. They have a very strong odor. And now you're putting them up in your nose. I wouldn't do that. But there is nose hair laser removal. I don't know much about the safety of laser removal when it comes to that. I know I did it on my legs. And I did a laser hair removal on my legs. And unfortunately, I went into hives. And so the skin started to swell. And it started to itch. I would never do that to any part of my respiratory tree. I think that would be dangerous. So basically, you're stuck with it, guys. If you got, and girls, if you got nose hairs, I would just trim the low dangling ones and go on with your life, okay? Ear hair as well. You could just trim the ear hair. You know, hair's sexy. I mean, a lot of you guys, you think that you need to shave and you need to, you know, there are some women out there that really, really like hair. Yeah, I happen to think bald is sexy, and I told many of you guys who were losing your hair and you were upset that, you know, people wouldn't find you attractive. I think you could be very sexy bald, but you could also be very sexy with a lot of hair. Okay, remember, you know, it used to be in caveman days what attracted women to the male species, or vice versa, or all right? Remember, one of you had asked, gosh, a couple of years ago, what is the purpose of pubic hair? I mean, what, you know, and one, it was for protection, okay, because again, as bacteria blow by the area, okay, the hair allows a trap for a lot of bugs and germs, etc., which is why there's a lot of hair around the area. But another reason is if you see a naked body, and then all of a sudden, there's a lot of hair growth in one area, your eyes go to that area, okay? This is why women don't have hair on their chest. Okay, the male cavemen were not supposed to go to a woman's breasts. Okay, you guys realize this, right? Okay, women's breasts are for lactating and for feeding a baby. So, you know, your sexual partner is supposed to be nowhere near your breasts. Yes, it could be enticing and it could make the sexual encounter more interesting, obviously, but the breasts are not supposed to be where the focus is, okay? In evolution and with the way the animal kingdom is designed, okay, men are supposed to be, not men, but the species that's supposed to impregnate you is supposed to be very attracted, okay, to the area that they're supposed to impregnate, okay? So we are not supposed to distract, you know, the others, species we are supposed to be fertilized by with other body parts. So that's why it's imperative that that human body evolves to continue to have hair in certain areas, because that attracts the male body, or it attracts the fertilizing body to the female. Now, for female and men, same thing. Okay, a female that is in the animal kingdom that's supposed to be fertilized by a male, she needs to make sure she is concentrating on the right spot. And hair helps that happen. So remember, we're animals, okay? You know, cavemen, when we were designed, you know, by nature or God, we weren't, you know, designed to have smartphones or GPS, etc. They, you know, nature has to rely on two people getting together and wanting to get together in order to procreate. Otherwise, the species dies out. So we are programmed genetically and phenotypically to have desirable traits to hook up, shall we say. Okay? Does that make sense? And that's why there's hair. Now, if the hair is not there for protection or attraction, then I don't know what it's there for. Okay? That makes sense. Oh, sometimes it could be there for branding. You know, certain hair districts, like, you know, just, let's say you don't recognize who your loved one is, but their hair color, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. You see? Or their hair length, maybe? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Look, I try. Okay? I'm not an evolutionist. I have no idea, what all the nooks and crannies are, but I know we got some. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Live your life and stay your moment. Speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm and Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-726-5635 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-726-5635. That's 800-726-5635. 800-726-5635.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can always email us with your medical questions at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, or email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com. DRDALIAH. Know how to spell my name, guys, okay? Because I'm getting tired of saying it. At hotmail.com, and you can email us your question. Now, one of you asked how Prince, there's a report that Prince, pop icon Prince, was dead 6 hours before anybody even noticed and called 911. And this is very, very frightening to think, you know, considering he had been in the hospital 6 days prior and then possibly a day prior as well for IV fluids. And one of you asked, how does the paramedics tell? Okay, that quickly, because the body could still be warm. Well, okay, body temperature starts to fall immediately. All right, when the heart stops beating, okay, your body will immediately start to lose heat. We're homeothermic, okay, where we need to keep our heat. Otherwise, we will lose it. It'll dissipate out into the air. You know, this is what's so dangerous about being in water. Okay, water will conduct heat faster than air. It'll pull the heat out of your body faster than air, which is why if you, let's say, fall off a boat and you're starting to feel warmer in the water and you think, you know what? I'm going to stay in the water as opposed to staying in the boat because I feel warmer and I'll get less hypothermia. You're wrong. Get the hell into the boat. Get out of your wet clothes. Try to dry off, even if it's cold outside, because you will lose more of your body heat in the water. So your body has mechanisms to retain body heat. So with Prince being found, from what we understand, I believe, in an elevator, and the paramedics coming thinking he was dead for at least 6 hours, a couple things come to mind. One is his temperature was probably down, and two, he was already probably showing some significant stiffness. So according to, this is very interesting. I like this one site, How Stuff Works, and they talk about the body after death. They say each hour, the body temperature falls about 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit or 0.83 degrees Celsius. Okay? And this happens until it reaches room temperature. So if it's 75 degrees, okay, room temperature, and you're losing, let's say, 3 degrees every 2 hours. Okay, so let's say you start at 98, so it gets to 13. So 3 degrees, so that's 4 or 5 hours. You could very easily hit room temperature 5-6 hours easily. So 1.5, so let's say he was 98 degrees when he started, okay, in 6 hours, he will have lost 9 degrees, so he will already be at 80, okay, I did my math wrong, probably about a half a day, I should say, half a day would be at that 75 degrees, anyway, okay, sorry, my math is horrible, but anyway, 1.5 degrees per hour, so 6 hours later, that's 9 degrees lower, so 98 minus 9, you're already at 89 degrees. So by body temperature, they could tell. You know, forensic pathology, forensic science, it's a fascinating field. And you know, true, you have to not get sick of being around dead bodies. But you know, it's a lot of math, it's a lot of science. And by the way, I used to be really good at math and science. It's very hard to talk, walk, and chew gum at the same time for me. So it's very hard for me to calculate while performing and broadcasting. Okay, I'm broadcasting right now. Don't expect me to do math. All right, so they'll calculate based on your body temperature. Okay, because most of us are around 98 degrees. Maybe some of us are 97. Every time I get my temperature, I'm about 96, 97. I don't know why. I just seem to run that low because I'm cold-blooded, don't ask. So that I have to, you know, take into account to that. But they can, you know, surmise roughly. Okay? Without circulation, your blood starts to pool and settle. When your blood starts to pool and settle, sometimes they could see that, okay? If you are lying in a position for 6 hours, you may start to see bruising and pooling, all right, on the lower parts of your body because, again, the blood is not being pumped anymore. It's just settling and it's settling down, okay? Rigor mortis starts to set in about 2 to 6 hours. So depending on how stiff you are, could also tell how many hours. Now, they say some skin cells have been able to be harvested for up to 24 hours after death and still be alive. But unfortunately, your body starts to decompose immediately. You can't have stasis. If part of your body just sits there and doesn't move, all right, it'll start to die. You know, somebody, when I was at the talkers conference, asked me about frostbite. And, you know, if you're alive why, you know, how are you losing your toes? Where, you know, where's your defense mechanism? Why are your toes and your feet at risk first? And what's happening with that? Well, again, you know, when your body's trying to stay alive, the first and foremost, you know, body organs are going to be your heart and your brain and then your lungs. Okay. So those are what really needs to get the blood. So your fingers and feet. Okay, if they're getting, if the blood is being shunted away from your tippy fingers and your, the tip of your nose and the tips of your ears, what happens? Okay, well, the skin starts to die. The body part starts to decompose almost immediately. And it gets very, very painful. And the later it needs to be debrided and cut off if you can't restore circulation. So, you know, your body needs to, at all times and all places of the body, have constant flow. If it doesn't have flow, it's not getting the oxygen in the blood. It's not getting the fluids it needs. It's not getting essential cells. And so that's what happens. Now, they say a few days after death, the bacteria have had enough time to grow to phenomenal numbers such that they start to break down tissues in your host. You start to basically get eaten out by the bacteria. Enzymes as well. Your pancreas is full of bacteria, enzymes that they say it starts to kind of digest itself. The organism starts to work its way to other organs. The body becomes discolored. It first starts to turn green because of the gas that's emitted. A lot of the gases cause this sort of color. Then purple and then black. All right. And then a lot of times you start to smell the bacteria. So when a forensic team sees a body, sometimes based on the smell, they could tell how long that body was sitting there because of the type of bacteria. Now, many times you swell because of the gas. You have anaerobic bacteria. These are bacteria, the aerobic bacteria that need oxygen, and you have the anaerobic bacteria that can live in low oxygen places. Well, how much oxygen is getting to certain nooks and crannies within your bowel? Sometimes not a lot. And so, or other parts of your body. So these bacteria, when they break down and do what they need to, they make gas of their own. And without there being movement and you having stasis because your body's not doing what it's supposed to, you start to blow up. And so many times there is gas. There's gas causing the eyes to look like they're bulging out of their sockets. The tongue is swelling and protruding, you know, things like that. Now, many people have said your hair still grows and your nails still grow. I was taught, no, you're not going to continue to have growth like that. But what ends up happening is you start to lose the turgor, and I've talked about this on the show, where you start to lose the fluid composition. So if you look at your fingers and you see how nice and fat and juicy they are, if you, God forbid, die, you aren't, you're evaporating a lot of fluid, and you're not bringing fluid in, so you're dehydrating. So what happens when you lose that turgor in your fingers and your skull? Well, what happens is the skin recedes, and the nails look longer. So if you look at your nail now, you're like, okay, I can barely see it over the fingertip. Once that fingertip shrinks down because it's dehydrated, you see a lot more nail, which is why people go, oh, the nails are growing. Same thing with the hair. When you lose the turgor of your skull and your head shrinks down, the hair that are in the follicles, etc., appear longer, appear bigger. And so that what happens there. Then skin blisters, it starts to fall off, teeth fall out, and it's a horrible sight. So a decomposing body, nothing to joke about. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time. to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, if I gross you guys out with the stages of a decomposing body, this is going to make you sick also. 1 in 8 swimming pools, public swimming pools, are closed for health violations, 1 in 8, because their water is dirty and potentially dangerous. The CDC report was based on data from nearly 50,000 pools, hot tubs, and water parks in 5 states where these facilities are pretty popular: Florida, New York, Arizona, California, and Texas. Now, most inspections of public aquatic venues, almost 80%, get this, 80% had at least one violation. 1 in 8 inspections resulted in immediate closure because of serious health and safety violations. Now, this report was based on data from 2013, and they said the parasite Cryptosporidium, this causes diarrhea and vomiting, has emerged as the leading culprit in water-related outbreaks. The highest number of closures came in these little kiddie pools or wading pools. 1 in 5 were found to have serious violations. Now, the most common violations were improper pH, okay, the acid-base balance, that was 15%, safety equipment, 13%, disinfectant concentration, 12%. So, I mean, you know, are our children or us swimming in water that's too acidic, too basic? They say almost 1/3 of local health departments do not regulate, inspect, or license public pools, hot tubs, or water playgrounds. They say we should all check for inspection results online or on-site before using public pools, hot tubs, or playgrounds. Do our own inspection before getting into the water. All right. So, I really get nervous with hot tubs. You know, I mean, we learned in medical school you could get hot tub folliculitis, where somebody's in a hot tub and then a few days later they got this bad rash on their skin because bacteria got into their follicles, bacteria that they weren't used to, and it got infected. And who knows what is in the water. And, you know, I'm also very nervous about people peeing in the pool. One study said 1 in 5 people pee in the pool. I thought there was another study years ago of 2 in 5 people pee in the pool. And that's ridiculous. Okay, and, you know, yeah, I understand a lot of urine is urine can have bacteria, okay? Urine isn't completely sterile, okay? There can be bacteria in the urine. Let's just say that, okay? So I really don't want that, you know, getting into my pores. I don't want that. I did not swim underwater in a public pool because, again, you sometimes get the water in your mouth. I just think it's disgusting, They say consider bringing in a test kit to check the pH and free chlorine or bromine concentration of the water if you're visiting a public or private pool or hot tub, since it's an important determinant of the general health of the water and also reflects the ability to prevent the spread of infectious disease. I was in a public pool years ago. It was one of the last times I was in town. This is a really nice park. And they had to get everybody out of the pool because a kid pooped in the pool. There was poop, just like Caddyshack. There was poop in the pool. I know when we were younger, you would be rolling around in the mud and, you know, wearing each other's clothes, and it wasn't a big deal. The problem is, you know, the older you get and the more you know, the more you're disgusted by it. Here's the thing, okay? Some of you, when I brought up the peeing in the pool thing, was like, gosh, you know, people are disgusting. Okay, I know you guys are peeing in the pool. Okay, I mean, a lot of you guys are doing it, so don't sit there and be all highbrow. And listen, okay, the reason why I know, and don't turn off the radio yet, I know the reason why a lot of you do it is because, no, I don't do it. Listen, I go to the bathroom, I take a shower, I do everything I'm supposed to before, because I'm so worried I'm going to run into somebody. The last thing I want to do is be standing in a public pool talking to somebody, and all of a sudden you feel the warmth. So trust me, I will not pee in a pool. And I still think pools have that dye in there, even though I've never been in one that did, that I would be so afraid of peeing, and then that dye turns dark blue. All right. But anyway, public restrooms at beaches or at public pools, etc., are a mess. And I get it. I cannot stand going into the women's restroom with a toilet seat that's completely soaked or full of urine. So the dirtiest bathrooms are at these public pools. So a lot of, I think it's because nobody wants to sit on the toilet seat, so they stand or try to squat and they pee all over it. So what ends up happening is a lot of people do not want to go anywhere near the public bathroom because they don't want to sit on somebody else's urine. So they feel it's safer for them to just pee in the pool. And then you have other people that are lazy. Now, for those of you who aren't lazy but are afraid of sitting on a disgusting toilet seat, I tell you this. Bring one of those big gulp cups, okay, so that you could go into a stall and you could stand, put the cup up against you, and pee in the cup. Then you could dump the cup out, throw it out, dump the cup into the toilet, throw it out, and you never had to sit on the toilet seat. But I would suggest that because I know public restrooms are very, very dirty, and it's, you know, so you need to protect yourself. I get that. The problem is don't put everybody else at risk, so I'd recommend that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another headline is, could a slow-salt diet hurt your health? Now, we've been telling everybody that high-salt diets are bad. Well, now there's a controversial new study saying a low-salt diet could be dangerous to your health. They say restricting dietary salt to below 3,000 milligrams a day could, get this, increase the risk of heart disease, similar to that of high blood pressure. And in patients who eat too much salt, they go, neither too high or too low sodium levels have ever been optimal for health. So you need certain amounts of salt. The American Heart Association is highly critical of this study. The American Heart Association says the study relies on incorrect estimates of sodium intake. It should not lead anyone to relax concerns over excess salt. They say it's an extremely flawed analysis and they're ripping it to pieces. Now, the American Heart Association continues to recommend less than 1,500 milligrams or 1.5 grams of sodium per day from all sources. But most of us consume 3.4 milligrams, okay? Or 3.4 grams or 3,400 milligrams of sodium a day. That's more than twice the recommended amount. They say, based on his analysis in the study, only people with high blood pressure need to worry about reducing salt. He said the study showed that a low-salt diet increases the risk of heart attack or stroke 26% for people without high blood pressure and 34% for people with high blood pressure. I don't know why. They say for those with high blood pressure, too much dietary salt increases their risk by 23%. So basically, he found low salt was worse than salt. That I doesn't make sense, but it's his study. They say, on the other hand, a diet with excess salt does not increase the risk at all if blood pressure is normal. They say most of the population eats what they're supposed to eat based on the data. They fall in the middle, and that's actually a sweet spot. Excess salt increases blood pressure in some people by causing you to retain water. Then it puts an extra strain on the heart. All right? But low salt diet could activate the body's renin-angiotensin system. Now, remember I told you guys about the renin-angiotensin system where it'll spike when it thinks it needs to raise blood pressure because something's wrong? It's a hormone process that, for those of you who have high blood pressure that spikes all of a sudden, you don't know why, you think it's white coat hypertension or something else is going on, that's your renin-angiotensin system. They go, if you attempt to reduce your blood pressure by lowering your sodium, you're lowering your blood pressure, but then you're going to activate the renin-angiotensin system that'll shoot the blood pressure up again. Now, I remember years ago when I was in training, there was a study that came out saying if you cut your salt in your diet, it doesn't seem to help everybody with blood pressure issues. And I was like, well, that makes sense, because for some people the salt is a problem, for some people the salt isn't. But this is the first time I saw a study say, look, it is going to turn around and crank up your blood pressure. Fascinating. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.